Today's quick cast is from a clinic talk from the Louisiana Football Coaches Association clinic, which I moderated with Sean Payton, head football coach of the New Orleans Saints. In this one, he shares a story about a trip he took to Miami of Ohio and the things he learned there. And as he reflects back, he understands that as a young coach, or really as a coach who continues to grow, that this is a race for knowledge. It's a race for growth. There's some great coaching points here for you, the coach, who wants to continue to learn and grow and find better ways. The link to the full talk will be in the show notes, along with a code where you can save if you'd like to purchase the entire course on CoachTube. Here's Coach Payton.
So this topic, and it's just called growth. I'm going to start with the picture first. So I've got to call it an Okie front, an under defense, and I'm giving you defensively what I think was one of the very first zone pressures that came to our game. And a gentleman by the name of Dick LeBeau, who's in the Hall of Fame, I took a picture. I have this picture on my phone, and we were at a workout, and I pulled my phone out and I went to the picture. I pulled it up and I said, "It's kind of cool you invented this." And he looked, he smiled, and he said, "You know, I'm proud of that." And I looked at him and I said, "Well, I would be too. It's driven a lot of us crazy." But Dick LeBeau, I played in this league and then coached, has had a great career and really was the father of the zone pressure at the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I was a young coach, I'm going to say 1994, 95 at Miami University in Ohio. We got in a car. There are three of us that we drove from Oxford, Ohio over to Pittsburgh, and we were going to spend a day and a half really on a running scheme. You know, we were going to look at some two back lead plays, G lead plays, you know, gap scheme runs that Pittsburgh was running very well. And so that was our trip, you know, that was our research. And look, we were going to be put in a room, I'm sure, with some film. They were in mini camp at the time. And, you know, if you phone ahead and you know somebody, we knew somebody that we were going to get a little film and be able to work and have access to maybe some of the stuff that they were doing. A gentleman by the name of Rod Earhart, the late Rod Earhart, who was a fabulous offensive coordinator in our league, was their offensive coordinator at the time of our visit. And there were three of us young coaches. We make a trip over, we get there. Sure enough, we're in a room and we spend the better part of a day looking at game tape, cut up tape, and studying Pittsburgh's offensive run game, basically. And at the end of that day, and this is, again, I'm going back to 94, Rod Earhart, the coordinator, poked his head in, asked how we were doing, checked on us, and then came into the room and began talking a little bit and talking football. And we're watching tape with him. And man, we just thought this was something, you know, that here's the offensive coordinator and giving us some coaching points on this scheme. And at the very end of it all, and we were getting ready to head back the next day, Earhart drew up this zone pressure, just like I have it drawn now. And he said, "You guys better get ready for this. It's coming." And so it hadn't hit the college game yet, of course, and it hadn't hit the high school game yet. But we saw the picture and we stared at it. And I remember just looking at it. And look, the very first thing it did was break down your six-man protection, your West Coast offense, tight end and fullback out, free release protection. All of the hots that you so-call had built into your routes were kind of foobarred a little bit. You know, your shallow crosses weren't open, playoff game, 49ers, Packers, tip ball, interception. You're hot to the fullback in the flat, gets hammered by the strong safety. So it took a minute, and then eventually, sure enough, a year or two later, we saw it in the college game, and then pretty soon you had to come up with answers and your protections. But I'll never forget that visit. And I'm on this topic of growth because we are in a race as young coaches. We're in a race for knowledge. All right. Because look, early in our career, I look back on when I first had the quarterbacks and receivers at Indiana State, you know, the responsibility I had was great because it was going to be the passing game. And yet my expertise didn't necessarily match the responsibility. I thought I knew and was eager to learn, but I am in a race to become competent here and have enough expertise to give them. You know, that saying, knowledge is power, is so true in our game. Because look, the younger coach oftentimes is going to talk more. There are certain inherent mistakes that they're going to make, but they're not going to be relative to energy, enthusiasm, effort, or any of those. But at some point, there still needs to be that expertise in knowing the subject matter. And this article I saw was outstanding on this topic. And hear me out when I say it. The highest level of mastery is simplicity. Now, we all say, all right, but there's more to that. The highest level of mastery is simplicity. Most information is irrelevant and most effort is wasted, but only the expert knows what to ignore. And so, man, that's important. And we all, regardless of our defensive scheme, our offensive scheme, we are always in a race to grow. And because our competitors are, and in order to teach, they're counting on answers. And the players are. They're counting on the right answers. And one of the mistakes that I made early on, that so many young coaches make early on, is, you know, I don't want to use the word overcoach, but we're not getting paid by the word. And so we would get caught up with a lot of communication, a lot of trying to explain. And at that point in time, we weren't empowered with the two words that give a picture for everything you want. You follow me? That we're looking for these teaching points, and then we're looking for the things that are important, and then learning very quickly what's unimportant. They're only going to, you know, head coaches ask this question all the time, and it's a fantastic question to the assistant coach. And sometimes the assistant coach doesn't like this question, but really that's tough. The question is, hey, what are you telling them? And it's asked from experience, because it's asked with, hey, there might be a better way of explaining that and the checks and balances that exist. And so the young coach that's offended or insecure with those questions is going to have a more difficult time growing than, hey, this is what I'm telling them. Do you think that sounds right? Or is there a better way? Because we're all looking to streamline the learning process, and we're all looking to make it as efficient as possible. And so to this day, I will ask, watching film, hey, what are we telling the field corner here? What are we telling the halfback here? I want to hear the coach tell me what he's telling him, and maybe there's a better way to present the subject matter, because again, too much doesn't get digested the way we want. So this race for growth, it never stops, but for the young assistant coach at the high school level, the young college coach, or the young coach at any level, that there is a furious race to get into the ability to explain. And I just look at those Indiana State teams that I was a part of coaching, and I thought, man, we did some things that I'm glad that film's gone. You know, because I wasn't ready yet. I was ready for the job, and I knew there was going to be a learning curve, but it couldn't come quick enough. And we're exposed now to all the information. I mean, we had to drive to Pittsburgh to look at Steeler game tape. You can purchase NFL. You can get the NFL Game Pass, whatever it is. You can actually get the All 22. I couldn't believe they did this. But teams, coaches, high school, and you're able to, and if you can get the All 22, then you and your friends can cut it up and put it, that's pretty unbelievable. The access we now have to growth is far greater than it's ever been. And yet it doesn't just come in the X, it doesn't just come in the X's and O's. It comes in the form of great teachers ahead of you. And it's passed on sometimes on how to coach a linebacker fit in the B gap, or how to coach a fullback taking on some of those coaching techniques and points are passed on. And so for the younger coach, you're looking to be a sponge, and you're never afraid of better ways. You're looking for better ways. You want those keys to the kingdom. In other words, you might know the design of these plays in the defense. But back to that quote, the highest level of mastery is simplicity, and most information irrelevant. Most effort is wasted, but only the expert knows what to ignore. The young coach oftentimes doesn't know what to ignore, so he'll address everything. All right. I think it's an important topic. And I look back on some great trips to one of the other, we had a chance to go visit the New Orleans Saints, coincidentally, when I was at Miami, and we were going up there to spend time on they were running a wham scheme, a bong scheme. John Matsko was the line coach. And these trips to other high school clinics or other college practices or training camps, are part of your growth. Dick LeBeau, though, I don't know what year, I'm going to say probably 92, 93. We were there in 94, and this was the first strong dog, if you will, where I had the jack dropping into the flat. But they're taking away your hot, and this back and forth, this same thing goes on right now.
Some incredible insight there for how you grow as a coach. Some great tips. I know I certainly went through this clinic the first time and took a lot of notes on what coach was saying. Again, you can find a link to the entire talk as well as a code to save on this in the show notes or at coachandcoordinator.com. I'll also put that diagram that he showed that he talked about at the beginning of the presentation, the zone pressure from Dick LeBeau, up on coachandcoordinator.com. Follow all we're doing on Coaching Coordinator at coachingcoordinator.com, and follow me on Twitter @CoachKGrabowski.